Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Man, we're Mixed Mornings with Danny and Jen, Mix 105.1. So last night we had a conversation with Teddy Swims. You know his song, Lose Control. Here's a little instrumental bed for you for his music right here. That vibe, you know, right there?
So good.
Very good vibe last night during his show, you know, but he didn't make it to his Tampa show, unfortunately. He got a little ill, and we asked him, you're like, hey, how did you survive? How did you get back to be able to get back on stage here in Orlando?
Because we were worried. We're like, please, you got to make it to Orlando. Fine, you can't make it in Tampa. Cool, but what about us? So all of us were sitting and waiting in the line to get into the building. We're like, please don't cancel. Please don't cancel. And he didn't.
No. And
he showed up.
And
he
We asked him, how did you get on? How did you make it here? How did you get well in less than 24 hours?
So yesterday we had this guy, Rock Doc, come through and he gave me a steroid shot, which really helped a lot. And, you know, just staying room temperature water, loads and loads of it, throat coat teas, and just, you know.
He says, you know, he had the tequila bottle in his hand.
And tequila.
It takes the edge off.
Mixed Mornings with Danny and Jen.
So I got to ask Teddy Swims his thoughts on the ban of TikTok, given his success from that platform, and here's what he had to say.
I love TikTok, man, because to me, I think just social media in general right now is a great place. I know there's a lot of people all the time that say, I'm an artist, I'm not an entertainer, I'm an artist, or I'm not a content creator, and I think they're just missing out on the opportunity to create, like, to actually be all those things, and, you know, I think what's so beautiful about it is back in the day where, you know, you see a lot of these things around here, like they're all the artists that you listened to at the time were whatever the media could give you, that was all that there was, and all you knew about them, and they were kind of looked at as almost gods or not humans, you know. And so I'm so grateful with social media that we can kind of define, and I can share as much as I want to about my life.
And think about it, you know, without TikTok, without social media, we would have no Justin Bieber, we would now have no Lil Nas X, or even remember Kate Bush running up that hill. We wouldn't have that revival of that song.
She came back after that. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Mixed Mornings with Danny and Jen.
I had the opportunity to ask him this last night.
Do you notice now that you have become this big star that you kind of hold back a little bit more, or do you share the same that you did before?
I should probably sometimes hold back some things, but I'm not that person. You know, I'm very honest and open and vulnerable, and I think it's got me this far, and I feel very protected and loved by the people that love me, and, you know, I get a tour of my best friends in the world I've had my whole life, and so I feel like the more honest I am and the more genuine I am, there's not like a hatred bone in my body, or there's not like, I don't ever have a fear of saying something problematic because I don't have those beliefs, you know. So I think I'm allowed to be honest, and I'm not in a place where I'm going to say something that's going to hurt somebody's feelings, you know.
Mixed Mornings with Danny and Jen.
We have our I'm Listening program. It's all about mental health and therapy. We do this every single year here at Odyssey. So it's really interesting to kind of pick his brain. And I love when I'm able to go deep with an artist like that. And of course, with him, I knew I could go there. So this interview is just like a highlight for me.
Mix Mornings with Danny and Jen.
So his tour name, which I love, is I've Tried Everything But Therapy, which is really kind of clever because he hasn't really tried therapy. That is a true story.
Yeah.
So I had a chance to ask him if he has, in fact, started now. And I wanted to kind of like pick his brain on his thoughts about therapy.
Sometimes I get a little protective of what's going on in my brain. Do you ever worry about that? Like, I'm like, this is like a mental playground for me. And I'm just like, I'm very cautious of who I let in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very fearful thing to do because, you know, I did have like an issue for a while where I'm trying to learn to get out of now because I feel like a lot of times in my life I have protected my trauma or like kept protected the things that I've gone through or worse have gotten in relationships or put myself in positions to get stepped on or hurt for whatever, like for me to have some sort of like art, you know, so I could be like, oh, if I get hurt by this person, I can like write this thing. And I think it's been such a negative thing for my heart. And instead, I've gone through these things. I can always go back and use so things out of those toolboxes, but I don't have to constantly keep getting my heart broken and protecting my trauma at all costs to try to get some good art. And I think a lot of people are kind of masochistic in that way. And especially it's just like starving artist mentality, you know, and I'm trying to now learn how to, be able to write from that place and still be happy and accept good things for myself. And so I to answer that question, yeah, I do sometimes feel like all like mysterious and protected, but I'm trying to let go of that piece of me as much as possible.
Mix Mornings with Danny and Jen.
Something really cool about Teddy Swims. Every single stop on his tour, he has a tattoo artist that'll actually hit him up and be like, hey, can I tag you? So, of course, I had to ask him this last night.
My question to you is, do you have a tattoo from Orlando?
Yeah, I sure do. If I can show you this girl right here. It's on the back of my leg. Here, I'll see maybe this one right here.
She did that. Yeah, Who did that?
This girl, Brissa. She lives out here. So
next time you come, we're going to do a tattoo together because I'm ready.
I'm down.
I have some open space. Do you have open space?
Yeah, I got plenty. I guess it's just too bad in here.
My name is Jennifer Lopez, so I was like, I could put that on him, J-Lo, somewhere. And then you'll never forget me.
J-Lo sounds great. I'll totally get a J-Lo tattoo anytime.
Why are you always trying to put your name on things, Jen?
And there you have it. Say less.
Mix Mornings with Danny and Jen.
What you just heard was a replay of our on-air content with Teddy Swims, but what you're about to hear is never-before-aired content behind stage with Teddy Swims just before his Orlando show on April 4th, 2024.
Back in 2019, I mean, you were on YouTube doing covers, millions of views. Finally, your song goes number one, top of the Billboard chart. You know, that person that was like you maybe a few years ago that's kind of trying to get on the map and get noticed. Any suggestions for them?
Yeah, I said keep swinging, man, because, you know, you don't really win. You don't really learn anything from, I saw Ed Sheeran say this, you don't learn from your successes, only from your failures, you know, and I say just keep making, nobody even counts your failures, you know, the songs that suck or the songs that aren't going well or the songs that are not taking off, nobody really knows about those, and I just say continue to swing the bat because, you know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, I guess, you know?
There you go.
So I just keep shooting, make failure your best friend, and that's like, failure is my absolute best friend. I'm always looking forward to the next time I can fall on my face and get out of my comfort zone.
I love that. What is, last question, what is a goal or an aspiration that you're looking forward to the most in the future?
You know, I for so long I had these kind of plans and I feel like plans are, I'm now at the spot in my life where I'm trying to retrain my brain to, I mean, of course I do have aspirations, but I'm now just trying to look towards things that are good for me or that are, I'm trying to get out of life's way more. And I think maybe that's the goal and the aspiration, just to get out of life's way and let it happen and let the things that are meant for me come to me. And I think that as long as I find that when I look at things and I focus on things, those come. And so if I just focus on good things and the things I want, then those things usually tend to fall right into your lap. And so I think an aspiration would be to not try to have too many anymore and just try to let what's coming happen, you know.
Dare I say, I mean, I think everybody needs therapy, but I don't really think that you need therapy. I feel like maybe everybody just needs a little bit of you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And a little bit of tequila too.
Yeah, and tequila. Yeah, you make all the sense.
Mix Mornings with Danny and Jen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.